Blog Talk Radio.
All I wanna see him look upon his face, let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I wanna hear him say, oh.
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing,
I wanna hear
yeah.
Bell.
King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold Street, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like can you imagine. Living without all his grace. Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pressure for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing, yeah.
Bible study, Wednesday night Bible study. How is everybody doing? I see all is in Bible study tonight. God bless you, Sister Gillard, Minister Welford,
Pastor
Manny, and all. It is Welcome. And all of this team on the website. We thank God for you. Thank God for you. Thank God for you. Some people are lagging behind today, but we're going to go ahead and move forward today in our Bible study. Let us pray. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord, for one more time, Lord, that you're coming to the word to be here another day. Oh, God, we thank you for the set time that you've allowed us to come together and study your word to bring revelation and knowledge and understanding, Father God, of who you are and what you've called us to do. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So what I ask in Jesus' name is to bless all here today with revelation and knowledge, divine understanding of the word, oh God, that we may be able to apply to our daily lives and live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight. But we ask you to allow the scripture and the word tonight, oh God, to take root and manifest in us, mind, body, soul, and spirit, and be engrafted on our hearts and minds, helping us to keep our minds stayed on you. Oh, Father God, that you'll keep us in perfect peace. Oh, Lord, we can't thank you enough, but again, still we thank you. Oh, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, oh, God, as we decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ and the power of his name, that we are readers, hearers, and doers of your word, Father God. And we just want to say thank you, oh, God, for it is you that is our strength, Father God. It is you that has saved us. It is you, Father God, that guides us and keeps us. Oh, Lord, it is you, Lord God, that protects us. And we just want to say thank you, and we love you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. And we all say amen, amen, and amen. For a lot of us, we've been really busy here. We were together on Monday and Tuesday in our men's training leadership class. We're here in Bible study. So some of us ask God for a little bit more, Lord. And God is definitely giving us a little bit more. So we just thank God for the more. Amen, amen, amen. We're here Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and back on Sunday. So we thank God for the more. We had a good time. Everybody that's in Bible study actually are the same people that are in minister training class. So we've been together 3 days this week and on the shout. Hallelujah. It is a blessing to be doing what God has called us to do. Bible tells us to study ourselves and show ourselves approved. So we must continue to be in the Word of God. We're in a series of study right now, Deliverance and Spiritual Warfare, you all. And we talked a little bit last week about deliverance. We spoke about the covenant. God is faithful to his covenant. We talked about the covenant on last Wednesday. So this week we're still under the same series of deliverance and spiritual warfare. And that's something that that's our daily walk. And we always needing deliverance daily deliverance. And we're warring spiritually, you know, daily, not against the flesh, but in the spirit. So it's very important for our walk and understanding, especially as ministers and those that will be ordained as ministers as well. So welcome, 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 everybody that's getting on. Welcome, welcome to Wednesday night Bible study. Bible study is about an hour. We won't keep you all too long. Today we're going to be talking about the children's bread. You all know in the Bible, in Mark 7, verse 27, the Bible says, "Let the children be filled first, for it is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs." So this is Jesus speaking to the woman that came for help. So again, that's Mark chapter 7, verse 27. It says, "Let the children be filled first, for it is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs." So the ministry of deliverance is an essential part of every church and every believer's life. It should be incorporated into every fellowship and embraced by all believers as we are believers. The ministry of deliverance will strengthen you and prepare you for a greater manifestation of God's power. So we need not fear a valid deliverance ministry. And we at the Gospel Public Ministries, we are a healing and deliverance ministry. Deliverance is from God, and it's part of the blessing of being in the covenant with him. So it only destroys what is of the devil. It never destroys what is of the Holy Spirit, only what is of the devil. Understand that. So I'm going to say that again in case you want to take note of that. It only destroys what is of the devil. It never destroys what is of the Holy Spirit. Amen. For those who are just coming in, we're in a series of setting deliverance and spiritual warfare. Very, very important. So remember, deliverance is from God and it's part of the blessing of being in the covenant with him. And it only destroys what is of the devil. It never destroys what is of the Holy Spirit. So since deliverance is a work of the Holy Spirit, it builds up the saints and edifies the church. It tears down the strongholds of the enemy, but builds up the work of God. So again, it tears down the strongholds of the enemy, but it builds up the work of God. Amen. 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 So let's talk a little bit about spiritual malnutrition. You all, a little bit about spiritual nutrition. Malnourished. I'm sorry, malnourishment. My tongue is getting all tied up. Malnourished. spiritual malnourishment. Okay, you know what I'm trying to say. Behold, a woman of Canaan came from the region and cried out to Jesus, saying, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David. My daughter is severely demon possessed." But he answered and said, "It is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs." You know, Mark chapter 7, verse 27. Maybe I'll write that down. Mark 7, chapter 27. So the woman said here, the woman was a Greek. We know that she was a Greek and a Syro-Phoenician by birth. And she kept asking him to cast the demon out of her daughter. But Jesus said to her, "Let the children be filled first, for it is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dog." So in both of these scriptures, the reference Jesus refers to deliverance as the children's bread. And then the three words contain a revelation concerning the importance of deliverance ministry. So deliverance is bread for the children of God, in which we are the children of God. So it is part of the spiritual diet from which every believer has a right to partake. So when deliverance is not part of a believer's or a group of believers' diet, the result is spiritual malnourishment. So we're malnourished spiritually. So I'm convinced there are multitudes who are spiritually malnourished because they are not receiving the children's bread. So bread simply defined as food of sustenance. So sustenance is defined as the means of support, maintenance, or subsistence, the state of being sustained. So something that gives support, endurance, or strength. So we as Christians need bread to endure. So without such, there will be fainting and weakness. Now, the reason why so many believers are weak and fainting is because they have not received deliverance. You have people in the church that are not delivered, and that's in the pulpit that need deliverance, and they're transferring the spirits that's going on in the church. So you have a church that is spiritually malnourished. So, which is the children's bread. We need the children's bread. So both in Matthew and Mark, the book of Matthew and Mark record the saying of Jesus, the children's bread. However, several in Mark's words given us additional insight. Let the children be filled first. The word filled also means to be satisfied. Just as the natural appetite cannot be satisfied without bread, the spiritual appetite cannot be satisfied without deliverance. So the church has been trying to bring deliverance to the world while ignoring the words of Jesus. Let the children be filled first, which is in Mark chapter 7, verse 27. In other words, we cannot bring successful deliverance to the world until we bring it to the church and we ourselves are delivered. Even as ministers, as pastors, as prophets, we have to bring it to ourselves first so we can be delivered. So the bread is not a luxury. It's not a luxury food, but it is a staple food. My husband loves bread. He eats, I'm telling y'all, he loves bread. We got to. So it is, it's not a luxury, but it's a staple food. So a staple is defined as something having widespread and constant use or appeal. So the sustaining or principal element. So when we refer to something as being principal, we are saying it is a matter or thing of primary importance. So principal is defined as most important, consequentially or influentially. So chief, okay, since bread is a staple food and since deliverance is called the children's bread, y'all catch this right here, then we can conclude that deliverance is of primary importance to the life of the believer. So it is a sustaining or principal element of our spiritual diet. So we have to constantly feed ourselves the bread, the word of God, you know, and be delivered by the word of God. We look in Psalms chapter 104, verse 14 through 15, and this is just emphasis added here in Psalms chapter 104, verse 14 through 15. I'm going to give you a chance to write that out so you can go back to it later. Psalms chapter 104, verses 14 through 15. The Bible says, "He causes the grass to grow for the cattle and the vegetation of the service of man, that he may bring forth food from the earth, and wine that makes glad the heart of man, all to make his face shine, and bread which strengthens man's heart." So bread strengthens the heart. The Berkeley translation says, and bread is to improve man's health. Deliverance will certainly improve your health. So you will not be healthy without partaking of this bread. So the Jerusalem Bible says, and bread to make them strong. Bread makes us strong. A lack of bread produces weakness, which is the result of malnutrition. So the Harrison translation says, with bread also to refresh the human body, deliverance refreshes. So every believer needs a refreshing. Deliverance as part of the diet of any believer will cause health, strength, and refreshing to come into the lives of those who partake of the children's bread. Amen. Amen. So we do see people still coming into Bible study. Welcome you all. We're on the series of deliverance and spiritual warfare, which is very important in our life daily, our daily walk in this life. Amen. So we're going to talk a little bit about feeding the flock, and we're going to go into 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 1 through 2. The Bible reads, the elders who are among you, I exhort, I am a fellow elder and the witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that will be revealed, shepherd the flock of God, which is among you, serving as overseers, not by compulsion, but willingly, not for dishonest gain, but eagerly. So when we look here in Acts chapter 20, verse 28 as well, I'm just going to emphasize, add an emphasis on this. Take heed, therefore, unto yourselves and to all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which he had purchased with his own blood. Amen. So, you all, the Bible is, in basic English, translates Acts 20 and 20 this way. To give food to the church of God, since deliverance is the children's bread, and the elders are commanded to feed the flock, then it is the responsibility of the pastors to minister and to teach deliverance to the church, to the church of God. So we're talking about the church of God. Remember, there are other churches out there, but their God ain't nowhere in it. But this is to the church of God. So most pastors have been taught that feeding the church is simply preaching and teaching the word of God. But most churches conduct Bible studies and preach sermons on Sundays as ways to feed the flock of God. However, there are many believers who have heard sermons, attended many Bible studies, and are still not satisfied. So they go from church to church and from conference to conference with itching ears, trying to be filled by hearing another message. Although I believe that preaching and teaching are a major part of feeding the flock, I maintain that if deliverance is not a vital part of a church ministry, the flock is not being properly fed. So in other words, preaching and teaching are a part of feeding the flock, but without deliverance, the feeding is incomplete. Feeding the church of God is more than sermons and Bible study. If deliverance in the children's bread, then pastors are guilty of not adequately feeding the flock if they have neglected deliverance. Ezekiel chapter 34, verse 1 through 2, it tells us, and the word of the Lord came to me, saying, son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say to them, thus said the Lord God to the shepherds, woe to the shepherds of Israel who feed themselves. Should not the shepherds feed the flocks? Again, that's in Ezekiel chapter 34, verse 1 and 2. So Ezekiel gives a prophetic word against the shepherds who do not feed the flock. He pronounced a woe unto them. A woe is calamity and trouble coming upon the one over whom it is pronounced. So pastors who neglect to minister deliverance to the flock, providing for them bread, are in danger of the judgment of God. So this is a sobering word when you consider that deliverance is part of feeding the flock. So you eat the fat and clothe yourselves with the wool. You slaughter the fatlings, but you do not feed the flock. The weak, and this is the Bible saying, you all, I'm sorry, I'm just going. This is in Ezekiel, you all. Ezekiel 34, verse 3 through 4. Ezekiel 34, verse 3 through 4 says, you eat the fat of the cloak yourself with the wool. You slaughter the fatlings, but you do not feed the flock. The weak you have not strengthened, nor have you killed those who are sick, nor bound up the broken, nor brought back what was driven away, nor sought what was lost. But you force and cruelty, you have ruled them. So here in Ezekiel 34, 3 through 4, this is obviously a reference to neglecting to minister deliverance to the people of God. Instead, the Lord points out the force and cruelty with which the flock has been treated. So this is a reference to religious control and domination. We see this a lot in churches. The judgment of the Lord comes upon the shepherds who have not fed the flock, but instead ruled them with harshness and severity. So that's very important that we understand how important deliverance is, and that's why I've been led to teach this in Bible study about deliverance and spiritual warfare. It's really good for us in bringing deliverance, and how do we get delivered? You know, we are deliverance ministry, and we've been delivering, you know, just not feeding the word of God, but in deliverance. You know, making sure all is delivered and set free from whatever it is that's entangled you and trapped you, that has you bound, whatever stronghold, and teaching you how to be delivered and how you can deliver yourself. Amen. So now we're going to talk about the gathering and versus the scattering here. In Ezekiel 34 and 5 says, so they were scattered because there was no shepherd, and they became food for all the beasts of the field when they were scattered. So the results of spiritual neglect from the shepherds of God's people, they are scattered. Could the neglect of deliverance cause the Lord's people to be scattered? It's the question. The answer is a resounding yes, yes. So in order to see this more clearly, I want you to call your attention to the statement of our Lord Jesus Christ in the Gospel of Matthew. In Matthew 12, chapter 12, verse 30, he who is not with me is against me, and he who does not gather with me scatters abroad. This is in Matthew, the book of Matthew, chapter 12, verse 30. So the context of these words spoken by our Lord are in reference to deliverance. The Pharisees had accused him of casting out devils by Beelzebub, the prince of the devils. Jesus responds by saying that he was casting out devils by the Spirit of God. He then makes the statement, he who does not gather with me scatters abroad. And then Jesus identifies deliverance as a gathering ministry. So those who oppose it are actually scattering. So this is exactly what Ezekiel prophesied to the shepherds. They had not fed the flock, and the result, they were scattered. So deliverance, the children's bread, caused the flock to gather. Opposition to the ministry of deliverance causes them to scatter. Amen. 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 Y'all with me still? Are y'all following me? Somebody give me an amen so I know you're still there.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Kim. All right, you all. So the people of God became prey, you all, to all the beasts of the field, and the beast represents evil spirits. So evil spirits actually feast upon the flock because they have no shepherds feeding them with the bread of deliverance. And, you know, when we have deliverance, we command those things to come out. We bind them and we loose them in the name of Jesus Christ. We deal with that before we can do anything else. So we haven't, if you're trying to understand, when do we have deliverance? When we pray, there's deliverance that's going on. Before we even go into pray, anything else, before we go into learning, we bind up those things and we cast them out. We call those things out. We command them to cease their works in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So then we can go forward. So there's deliverance taking place. But the book of Ezekiel 34 and 6 says, My sheep wander through all the mountains and on every high hill. Yes, my flock was scattered over the whole face of the earth, and no one was seeking or searching for them. So when sheep don't receive deliverance, they will end up wandering and being scattered upon all the face of the earth. They will end up being a prey to the beast of the field. So the point to note is that the Lord does not blame the sheep. He places the responsibility on the shepherds. So I have often said that when the Lord sees his sheep in this condition, he looks for the shepherd. The shepherd is the one responsible for the condition of the flock. The shepherd is responsible to feed the flock and protect them from the ravages of the enemy. The ravages of the enemy, you all. So when we look at Ezekiel 34, verse 7 through 8, chapter 34, verse 7 through 8, the Bible says, therefore, you shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. As I live, says the Lord God, surely because my flock became a prey and my flock became food for every beast of the field, because there was no shepherd, nor did my shepherd search for my flock, but the shepherds fed themselves and did not feed my flock. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Does anybody have any questions so far before I keep going? Anybody have any questions?
The shepherd did not feed. And so in other words, they're saying verse 8, they said, wait a minute, I was reading it. Said, as I said, the Lord said, surely because my flock became a prey and my flock became meat to every beast because there was no shepherd. So in other words, they didn't have nobody to guide them.
Right.
That's what it said. It's like in the church.
Right. They had, yes, the pastor,
like the
bishop,
whoever
it is, if it's supposed to be right.
Yeah. Okay.
Absolutely. They were more concerned about their walk and making sure that they had, you know, somebody say, my foe and no more, you know. And so that's what the scripture is saying. Amen. Anybody else have any questions? Amen. Okay. Okay. So then we're talking about the Lord is your shepherd. The Lord is our shepherd. So when you are malnourished, you are susceptible to sickness, disease, and other attacks upon the body and mind, upon your body and mind. Infection and disease often invade the body because it is too weak to fight off sickness. So this is also true in the realm of the spirit. When you don't have a proper spiritual diet, you are vulnerable to infection. You become vulnerable and susceptible to demonic attacks. You become a victim of the wiles and schemes of the devil. I need y'all to understand. And so this is why deliverance must be a part of your spiritual diet. You must partake of the children's bread. If you are to be strong enough to ward off the attacks of the enemy will prey upon any weakness that results from spiritual malnutrition. But don't lose hope if your church is not a church that operates in deliverance. Anybody that's on the line, we have other people that's on the line that's not a part of a gospel public ministry because we are a deliverance church. But don't lose hope if you're not part of a church. Come again. Somebody said something. Okay. Okay. All right. I thought I heard Minister Kim. All right. Kim, Minister Kim, did you say something?
I didn't. I had it on mute, actually.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
Okay. Okay. You probably hear my husband snoring. I'm going to mute mine.
Okay.
All
right. Okay, no problem. All right, so don't lose hope. Those are not of a church that operates in a deliverance ministry. The Lord has promised to rescue you and visit you with his presence. He will be your shepherd, according to Psalms 23. You will not be left wanting for the vital assistance of deliverance and protection from the attacks of the enemy. When we look in Ezekiel, we're still in Ezekiel at this time, Ezekiel 34, chapter 9 through 10. Walk with me here. The Bible says, therefore, O shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God, behold, I am against the shepherds. I will require my flock at their hand. I will cause them to cease feeding the sheep, and the shepherds shall feed themselves no more. For I will deliver my flock from their mouth, and that they may no longer be food for them. So the New English Bible says, I will rescue my shepherd from their jaws. And the Moffett translation says, I will rescue my flock from their greed. Now, since the shepherds do not feed the flock, the Lord will demand his flock back from them. He will rescue his flock himself. He will rescue them himself. So in Ruth chapter 1, verse 6, just to get emphasis added, the Bible says, then she arose with her daughters-in-law. She rose with her daughter-in-law that she might return from the country of Moab. For she had heard in the country of Moab that the Lord had visited his people by giving them bread. This is what the Bible says in Ruth chapter 1, verse 6, as we're talking about the children's bread here. So the Lord will personally visit you and give you the bread of deliverance. He has seen your famine, and he will have mercy upon you by sending deliverance, the children's bread. This is the day of visitation. The Bible says in Luke chapter 1, verse 68 through 69, blessed is the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people and has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David. That is in Luke chapter 1, verse 68 through 69. All right, so when visitation comes, deliverance, a horn of salvation comes. So when visitation comes, deliverance, which is the horn of salvation, comes. So when visitation comes, you will receive bread. you will be filled and satisfied. You will never truly be satisfied apart from a visitation of the Lord. The Bible says in Ezekiel, you are welcome to hear Ezekiel chapter 34, verse 12 through 14. The Bible says, so will I seek out my sheep and deliver them from all the places where they were scattered on a cloudy and dark day. And I will bring them out from the peoples and gather them from the countries and will bring them to their own land. I will feed them on the mountains of Israel, in the valleys, and in all the inhabited places of the country. I will feed them in good pasture. There they shall lie down in a good fold. So the Lord promises to visit you and bring you bread. He will feed you in good pastures. There shall you lie in a good fold. The Lord is bringing you out of a bad fold and into a good fold where you can receive bread. So he will visit you in the places where you have been driven and scattered and bring you back to lie down in green pastures. He will seek you out and visit you. Amen? Amen. So it is very important as we're talking about deliverance and spiritual warfare here. We're just now getting into Bible study here. We thank God today for this lesson. It's a lot for us to learn. I just thank God for you. Welcome, 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 welcome. So now let's talk about a little bit about balancing between deliverance and the word. Balance between the deliverance and the word. Looking at Matthew chapter 4, verse 4, you all. Matthew chapter 4, verse 4. The Bible says, but he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Again, Matthew chapter 4, verse 4. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. So since we've used bread as scripture, bread as a picture of deliverance, since I've used that, bread is a picture of deliverance, I want to reiterate here, you all, that deliverance is a vital part of a believer's spiritual diet. Without deliverance, you will be lacking in your diet, becoming spiritual, malnourished. However, I must emphasize that deliverance, although a vital part, is only a part of being fed. So we cannot live by bread, deliverance alone. So we cannot live by bread, deliverance alone, but by every word that proceeds out the mouth of God. So studying and receiving the word of God is also a vital part of a proper spiritual diet. This includes anointed preaching and teaching and also prophecy, which is the word of the Lord. We need deliverance, but we also need the word. We will not be strong without revelation, knowledge, prophesying, and doctrine. According to 1 Corinthians 14, verse 6. This is in addition to deliverance. It must be a component of the diet of God's people. So a diet is defined as a habit of nourishment, you all. So it is derived from the Greek word of dieta, meaning manner of living. So in other words, this is to be our manner of living. So no matter how many demons are cast out of our person's life, they will return unless the person lives in accordance with the word of God. So we need to develop good spiritual habits when it comes to the word and deliverance. Prophetic ministry is also an important part of a believer's diet. Prophecy edifies, exhorts, and comforts, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 14, you all can make reference to. The prophetic word builds up the saints, just as natural foods build up the natural body. So prophecy builds up the spiritual man. Prophecy provides spiritual nourishment to the people of God. Prophecy is a part of every word that proceeds from the mouth of God, according to Matthew 4 and 4. So a proper diet, you all, for every child of God includes anointed preaching, teaching, prophetic ministry, personal Bible study, and deliverance. Now, the result will be healthy, strong, and mature believers in strong local churches. So we cannot afford to overemphasize one and de-emphasize another. We need them all. So that's very, very important. Again, so if you're just not coming into Bible study, like tonight, I'm not going to hold you all too long here tonight because, like I said, most of us have been in minister training class and leadership class Monday, Tuesday, when they're here Wednesday. So it's kind of an overload for us. So today, if you just got in, we're talking about the children's bread and understanding how important deliverance is in every ministry and in your life and having that spiritual nourishment, how important that is. So now, if you have any questions or comments, I'll take them at this time. as we are talking about spiritual warfare and deliverance. And today we're talking about the children's bread and how does that apply to us in deliverance and being fed and making sure that we're not spiritually malnourished. So does anybody have any questions or comments at this time?
No, I don't.
All right, Pastor Manny. Go ahead, Manny.
We sit on spiritual warfare. What's the title of this one was?
This is, and we're on a series of deliverance and spiritual warfare. So we're talking about deliverance here. And so this one will be, we're talking about the children's bread. Yeah, we're talking about the children's bread. We're talking about the children's bread, according to Mark chapter 7, verse 27.
Okay.
The series of deliverance and spiritual warfare.
Oh.
It's all covered in this one series. We're going to go from one thing to the next. Regarding deliverance and spiritual warfare. So we're talking about deliverance here,
okay,
and we're referencing the children's bread according to Mark chapter 7, verse 27.
Okay. All right, I got it.
So come again?
No, I was just saying I got all the books that you said.
Okay, this is okay. So we're talking about spiritual malnourishment and feeding the flock, and we as ministers and pastors making sure that we feed the flock and how we will be held accountable for not feeding the flock and all the just scattered. We will be counted. We'll be held accountable for that in the gathering. And we talked about the gathering versus the scattering. We talked about the Lord is our shepherd. The Lord is your shepherd and how he will feed you. And we talked about the balance between deliverance and the word, how it both is important. All right.
Amen.
Anybody else have any questions, Pastor Manny?
No, I don't have any questions. Go ahead.
Any comments?
I had a comment. When you started talking about bread, my mind went to John 6:51. I don't know if you can hear me, but it went to John 6:51. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give him, it's my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world.
Amen. Amen. Give them that again so they can have it as John
6:51.
John 6:51, you all. Amen. Amen.
What?
Hallelujah. John chapter 6 and 51.
Okay.
Amen. All right, everybody. Look, I'm not going to hold y'all. We have a short Bible study tonight. Like I said, we've been in class Monday, Tuesday, and we're here Wednesday. If you missed any part of Bible study tonight, you can go back and archive those who are just coming into Bible study. We will, because I want to wrap up here at 8 o'clock, but I don't want to keep you all too long tonight. Like I said, we've been in class this Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and then next Wednesday we'll be here for the 4 hours. So I want you all to get a time to rest, kind of let what we learned tonight take root and manifest. We're not in a rush. We're not rushing through anything. We have time. If anybody have any questions, anyone needing special prayer tonight, we definitely want to pray for you, pray with you, come into agreement with you. Anything that you're going with that you need us to come into agreement with you, let us do so at this time. Anybody
special
on the line,
prayer.
If you do a question.
Special prayer. Of course. I think I spoke today, so go do the, I'm going to do the colonoscopy, I guess, between now and next week. Then I go do the test, praying for all the test results that's going to be good, even though I know God has it already. For all the tests that I got to go take, the CAT scan for the stomach and the colonoscopy and the other thing they, stick down your throat to check and make sure everything's fine. So praying for that and strength.
Yes, Lord.
Guidance. I need some more guidance. That's about it. My walk. Keep me on the right path. I can turn a little bit sometimes. I got to get back.
Yes,
and that's my prayer.
Lord,
amen.
We coming to agreement.
Yes,
Father God, once again, we just want to say thank you for one more time. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity. We can come into agreement, Lord God, to touch and agree, Father God, regarding your daughter, our sister, on the name of Jesus. Jesus Christ of heaven.
Lord.
Father God, we ask that you bless, heal, deliver, and set free right now. Any sickness, disease, or virus that may be lurking in our body or hide right now, we command you to cease your works and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we thank you, Lord God. We give you all honor, praise, and glory, Lord. We thank you for the healing right now, Father God, that's already taking place. We thank you for your miracle working power, Lord God. We thank you for what you've done for your daughter, what you're doing, and what you're about to do in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, let every test that she takes, Lord God, let it all be good. We just want to say thank you, knowing that it's already good. So we thank you for the praise report right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you for divine help and healing for your daughter, Carol Diller, right now. Father God, we ask that you be her strength, Lord God. We pray for divine guidance in her life, Lord God. Oh, Lord, give her more of you, Lord God. Let her see you, Lord God, more and more. Oh, Lord, talk with her and walk with her, Lord God. Oh, Lord, draw nigh unto you this day in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I bring the blood of Jesus Christ over you right now. Let be sanctified, healed, delivered, and set free by the blood of Jesus Christ. And protect her. Hallelujah. To your name, God. And Father God, I ask in Jesus' name, Lord, don't you believe, Lord? Lord, help her with her unbelief, Father God, and increase her faith on today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, let it be your will, Lord God. Oh, Lord, to bless her and heal her right now, Father God, even before she go for the test, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. What they thought they saw before that they would not see anymore, in the name of Jesus Christ, for you divinely intervene and turn it all around for good, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. My Lord, my God, we thank you. We call up, we come against every affliction, every infirmity right now. We command you to cease your works and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare that it is done. Hallelujah to your name, God. That your miracle working, God. We call upon your Jehovah Rapha. Hallelujah. Move in a mighty way on your daughter on tonight in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, send your angel, oh God, your divine angel, the angel of healing, oh God, to minister to your daughter body as she sleep on tonight, bringing healing. Hallelujah. Deliverance and freedom in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I come against every attack on your mind to cause you to be double-minded, to cause you to be depressed and oppressed. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, every spirit of strife, anger right now, every spirit of confusion, every fighting spirit, every hindering spirit, I command you to cease your works and come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, I just want to say thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus. Oh, Lord, bless her, Father God. And Lord, we lift up her husband right now, Lord God. We ask that you minister to him right now, Father God. Even as he sleep right now, Father God, minister to his mind, Lord God. Minister to his heart, Lord God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we ask that you turn it around, Lord God, as we call him back to the fivefold ministry, Lord God. And we call him to minister to, oh, Father God, to lead your sheep, Lord God. Oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, help him, Lord God, to understand and know who you are, Father God. Help him, Lord God, to seek you more, Lord God, to not to ask and receive. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, let him not operate in blindness, oh God, in darkness, Father God. Shine your light upon him right now, Father God. Let him see again. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over all we pray for right now. Believing and receiving in the name of Jesus Christ, and it's already done. Every test is already done. Already passed. Already good. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we thank you for the good bill of health right now for your daughter, Carol. In Jesus' mighty name, to God be the glory. And we all say amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Be delivered. Be delivered and set free. Hallelujah. Right now. Right now. Hallelujah. Yes, God. We bless your holy name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Kim, you said something. Bless you. God bless you. Brother, we love you.
I want to say something, Sister Kara. Your transparency is so beautiful to me. It's so refreshing because I came from a church where they never told testimonies. It was like everybody said, God then brought me a mighty long way, and you don't know where God brought them from because people are so scared to talk because people are so judgmental that supposedly
Christians,
but they tear each other down. So you're scared to tell people your struggles. You're scared to tell people your shortcomings. So when I hear you talk, it just blesses me because you're very transparent, and that's what God needs. You help people when you're transparent. Yeah. So keep being transparent, and I love you, sis.
Amen.
That's
all
I'm going to say.
Love you, King.
Amen. The Bible tells us don't cast your pearls among swine. So we have to be careful who we give our testimony to. And that's probably why in that church people did not feel like it, because they knew that they would be judged, you know, or they would be put out, you know, people do. Or if they knew what I did last night, I can't come and I can't be delivered because I'm afraid to talk, I'm afraid of being judged. So I'm in bondage, you know, I'm locked up, I'm in prison because I can't be free. How do I go to the elders of the church? How do I go to the pastor and say, pray for me? It says we're supposed to confess our sins to one another and pray.
Come on. That's
so that we can be healed. And so this is what we are at the Gospel Public Ministries. We are a church. God has blessed us to have a ministry of deliverance, a ministry of healing.
Amen.
You know, so many people
thank
have gotten
you,
healed. So many people have gotten delivered. Breakthrough has come, you know, because we're about the things of God. We're not about the things of man or about the things of religion. We're about the things of God. And we're about God's people and what God is doing. And his people is so important to us than anything else. So I thank God for everybody that's a part of the Gospel Public Ministry and those that are here to come. You know, to be able to receive and give their testimony without being judged. It's a lot of them, they won't even open their mouth. And the devil wants to silence your tongue because he knows the power of life and death is in the tongue. So if the devil can keep your mouth closed from receiving your blessing, open your mouth and saying, I receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. I receive my healing. I receive my blessing. I receive my answer. I receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. And tell the devil, he's a liar. But if he can keep your mouth closed and say, I'm too shy. I'm too bashful. I'm embarrassed. That's what the devil wants. Want you to do to shut you up, because when you start talking, he gotta go. He got to flee.
Yeah.
He know the power that's in your mouth.
Yeah.
You can kill a situation.
Hallelujah.
Or you can give it life. That's how powerful you are. So the fact that you can open your mouth up and not be ashamed, as we're learning in minister training, tells us to be unashamed. Unashamed witnesses.
Unashamed.
Yes, I was there. Yes, I did that. But you knew me then, but get to know me now. Hallelujah. You knew me when I was. How about how I am right now? Everybody's not going to be ready for your change. They're going to ridicule you. They're going to talk about you. They're going to say you're acting and playing. The Bible tells us a house, the body cannot stand. So if I'm for God, but you say I'm for the devil, but I'm praising God, how am I going to be for the devil? But I'm up here with the word of God in my mouth all day, every day. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you all. Anybody else have any? Oh, God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father God. We bless your name. Anybody, Miss Connie is on the line. I didn't open up. I didn't know maybe Miss Connie had something to say. Good evening, Miss Connie.
Hello. I'm good. I'm very blessed. Very blessed.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. I haven't had your line open for Bible study. God bless you. We got Grandmother Helen Manning here from Shreveport. God bless you. Mother Manning, God bless you. Thank you for being with us tonight in Bible study.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen. Yes. All right, you all. So I'm not going to hold you all. God bless you. We'll be back here next Wednesday. God only told me to give you that word. Sometimes we want to be in ourselves, but I'm not going to be in self. Told me to give you all that. Let it be that. And that's it. You know, sometimes we want to go a little bit further, saying, well, I got all this time, let me go in. No, that's all I needed to give tonight to you all, so you all can take that, study what you have, let it take root in your life, so you can, and ask God to give you more understanding, revelation, and knowledge of what was taught tonight, so you can apply that, everything we learned, so we can apply it to our life, so we can walk the life that God has called us to walk. It's a lifestyle, this is a life walk, this is a daily walk. And so we just thank God. We can't thank God enough. But Father God, we thank you. We bless your name, Father God, and we leave this call, but not your presence. Father God, I ask in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, let every prayer be answered of your children, Lord God, of the believer, Father God. And every prayer that we have not prayed, that we don't know how to pray, let those prayers be answered in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let every need be met, known and unknown need, Father God. For you know all that we need better than ourselves, Lord God. So we ask in Jesus' name. Let the need that we know and an unknown need be met as well. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, be our strength, Father God. And we thank you for protecting us and our family right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you for giving your angels charge over us, Father God, and kept around our homes and our jobs and all that we do, Father God. We just want to say thank you. Thank you for your word, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, your son. We love, we thank that we're blessed. We thank you for the blood that was shedded on Calvary that reaches to us all. Number
matter how big, how small, how rich or poor, we thank you, Lord God. How sick or healthy, your blood reaches us, and we thank you and we love you. And we fill this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and with the power of the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, and God's promise. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. You all have a good night. We love you. God bless you. Ain't nothing you can do about it. We'll receive it. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you all take care. Take you, take you, take care. We're back here tomorrow. We love you too. We're back here to preach in the pastor show tomorrow at 8 p.m. Make sure you tune in. God bless you.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear him say,
give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I